Blog Talk Radio.
Royal family, it's Queen Akaya. That's right. The queen of the real deal, no BS talk show. Current events and what matters to us. That's right, Black Lives Matter. Real talk, kings, queens, prince, princess, take your royal places. It's showtime. Music, please.
Thanks for tuning in to the Real Deal, no BS talk show, as I honor my daddy. Happy birthday, Henry Rudolph Duke, number one. Yes, yes, yes. You know, that whole piece of Marvin Gaye just sets the whole vibe for the day's show. We honor Marvin Gaye as well during this time. It was his birthday as well. He was an April baby, and I believe he was also assassinated around his birthday. This is such a holy and spiritual time. Some of us are celebrating Easter. Some of us are celebrating our fathers, our mothers. This is like a season, the ram. We look at ancient Kemet, and in every front of it, in front of all the temples that you see, a ram. You know, the Aries, oh, those wonderful, wonderful Aries people, which I am the polar opposite. I thank my daddy for always teaching me to read it for yourself, look it up for yourself. Don't take the preacher's word. Don't take my word. Don't take the teacher's word. Go back and double check it yourself. Now, that was truly an Aries statement. Study it for yourself. You know, this man that read 3 or 4 books a week, he devoured books. What a great man he was. I miss you so much. You know, we are just an extension of them. They recreated themselves in us. So when you hear people say, man, you act just like your daddy, or you say things like your daddy, you're supposed to. Because that's where we come from. Our mothers and fathers are our gods here in human form. We are also aunts, uncles, cousins. We are those people as well. We are all in one. Oh, my goodness. I am so excited to be here today. Here we are in March 2023, actually, when I'm doing the show. It's March 19th of 2023 and won't air until April 1st because I'm honoring my daddy's birthday. Oh, my. A man from little Lulin, Texas, a little oil town. I just love my daddy. He was so intelligent. Oh, he was just brilliant. I could say I'm a chip off the old block. Oh, it's just been an awesome day. It's been an awesome season. There is so much going in the world. You know, just like Brother Marvin says, we got to live for love and honor each other in our community. Can we just take a moment of silence and come together for the word, come together for the world, come together for our people? Oh, it's just so much going on. If you made it through another week, you know, thank the stars and God and all those that are around you, those that are burying people this weekend. My heart goes out to you. I'm looking at my niece. She's burying her uncle this weekend as the show airs. I love you, Tasha, and I'm praying for you. There are so many other people that are standing over coffins today. And yes, this is not the Bible show, but I'm doing a little Bible. How can you start off with holy, holy, holy and not talk about the great I am? E-I-E-S-H-I-E-I. And for those that don't know, that's the what they say, the I am that I am in the Bible. Alhamdulillah, you know, that says that in the Quran. We are just so all over the place today. I know I had started this show earlier, and I was doing some work on the word woke, since that seems to be a tipping part of everybody talking about the word woke, woke, woke. I'm just saying, wake the hell up. We got so much work to do in our inner cities and in our suburbs and in our urban areas. We are trying to bring people together, not force them further apart. You know, as we look around, it reminds me of my dad used to say, man's inhumanity to mankind is what this is, baby. You know, we live in a capitalistic society. It's all about, I got mine, I don't give a damn if you get yours type attitude. But it's got to stop. We've got to stop this madness. Yes, it is madness. It's truly madness. We're killing each other for vehicles and we're killing each other in wars, you know, the wars around the world. We just came out of a 20-year war, and we don't even know what it was all about over there in Afghanistan. Now they're in war over here in Russia, and it's much, too much, too much. But, you know, I got to keep it 1 billion. At least we see what war and refugees look like when they're treated fairly. They're walking into the U.S. with no problems. They're getting land, they're getting food, they're getting money, they're getting everything. Trust and believe. Stay up on that. That's what we need to stay up on. Stay up on how unjust the Hispanics and the Haitians and the Africans are treated. Something else my dad instilled in me. If we're going to close the borders, we ought to close the borders all over. You know, and I wish they would have closed the borders in 1492, the natives that were here, so that none of them even got over here. you know, I know a lot of us want to think that we all came from Africa, but we didn't. A lot of us did, well, we all did come from Africa, true enough. But there were Africans here when Christopher Columbus showed up. They just call us Indians. We weren't Indians, we were Africans. So look at me, I'm all over the globe. There we go, queen. Dropping it like it's hot. You know how it is. We have to keep it 1,000,000,000% here. We cannot jive ourselves. We cannot bullshit ourselves. We have to tell ourselves the truth. We are in a hell of a situation, and I'm sure it was like this in the 70s when this song came out, Holy, 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 when Marvin Gaye did that whole piece on what's going on. We could play every song from Marvin Gaye's album written back in the 70s when he performed them, rather, until 2023 is relevant right darn now. You know, and I want to say happy heavenly birthday to Marvin Gaye as well, because this was his time. You know, April is my anniversary. Thank you, the great creator, the great I am, the one that sees all and knows all. Haru, yes. We practice ancient Kemetic studies. We talk about all of it here, all of it. We don't miss anything here. We are wide awake. Yes, we are. So we're having so many, it's almost impossible to do a show about love and happiness and joy, because that's really, what does he say in his song? Love is our foundation. Love has to be the only way that this too shall, as they say, pass. I hope that you're having a wonderful day. Remember, you could reach out at area code 224-531-1122. Again, that's area code 224-531-1122. It's been a minute since I've been in the lab. I haven't done a live broadcast in I don't know how long. It's been so much going on. And, you know, we have to take that time, the hiatus, we have to take time to reflect inwards, because if we don't, then we lose out. We can watch, we can observe, as they say, you know, we can plan, we can journal. I'm also writing a book. There is so much going on in the world around me, and I'm sure there's also things going around you that make us wonder, what the heck is going on? Where are we headed? We look at the crime rate. We look at who's being voted in office, who's being put out of office. We looked at what happened January 6th, and that just blew our mind. You know, there's no way on this God's green earth that could have been black people on January 6th. You know, and hey, do what you have to do to get your attention, but then they turn around and said it was just a walk in the park. It's like hiding the truth from 1492, Africans were here in this yet-to-be United States, but in America. We were called by those people that didn't know what the hell they were talking about, Indians. We weren't Indians, we were Africans. You know, and we've been here forever. We've been all over this globe forever, because this is our land. So at any rate, I am in all over the place this afternoon. I'm trying to calm myself down, because it's a lot that I want to talk about. I don't know if I want to spend any time on this whole woke piece, or do I just want to dedicate my half an hour to my father, you know, the one who gave me life, the one who taught me to study and read for myself, the one who helped me to do what I'm doing today, to get boldly and be on a radio show, a creative radio show, to write my book, to do the things that I need to do, to speak to people, to always have this loving, caring, kind heart. But wait a minute, there's a warrior up in here too. You know, so it's so many facets of who we are as a people. You know, the first beings on this planet, the ones who created astrology, mathematics, medicine, surgeries, embalming, cars, electricity, whatever it is that's been created, we did it. And now all of a sudden we in March or April of 2023 and our communities are going to hell. And as my mother would say, hell in a handbasket type situation. And we're sitting around here waiting for the Europeans to fix it. I mean, are we insane? This is why we're in this situation right now, because people that didn't have the love that Marvin spoke about in his song and the caring of one another, each other, and I don't know if it can ever be. Can we ever love people that don't look like us? Can we like people that don't look like us? Or is it like Brother Malcolm X had did a whole four-part series I did on the show? Are there just demons, possessed demons here? And that God tried to get rid of them, but they just wouldn't go. You know, I don't know. It's just, when and where do we start making the changes that we want to see in this world? And I believe what we want and need to see starts with us, that one that's looking back in the mirror. I think it was my brother, we did a show on him, John Henry Clark, my brother in paradise, who said, if you need a friend, don't look outside of you, look inside. Look in the mirror. That is your only true friend. You know, John Henry Clark, what a great man he was. You know, I look at the greats that have passed on, our ancestors. They're now in the ancestor realm. And we have to say this. Please don't be afraid when your ancestors come back to you. I was just talking to my niece earlier today, and God bless her. She's burying her uncle, one of her favorite living relatives here on this side, and she was saying that she felt his presence around her, but she also was afraid. And, you know, I tried to explain to her that an ancient Kemet understanding of life is that we never die. We are them reincarnated. And she said, well, you know, Auntie, that sounds good, but hey, I don't want nobody coming back telling me anything. And I was like, this woman, she reminds me so much of her grandmother, which she didn't get a lot of time to spend with her, and I don't want to get into the family drama, but it is drama in the family, and it keeps us from coming together. It keeps us from understanding one another. Again, it's going back to this whole holy, holy as Brother Marvin. You know, he was killed by his father, Brother Marvin Gaye. I mean, oof, let's just take a moment of silence and let us just be grateful that we made it to this day. And let us now, as we take that moment of silence and pray, get ourselves together and let's take over our neighborhoods. Let's take over our communities. Let us come together now to do the things that we need to do, whether we run for office, whether we're teachers, doctors, nurses, scientists, whatever we are, we were there before. We did all of this before. We can make the changes that we need to see in our community, in our homes, in our lives. Period. We can do it. We have to do it. We cannot let other people educate our children. That's what's wrong with us. We've been so brainwashed with the European way of life that we have merely lost our minds. You know, I'm reminded of Dr. Jeremiah Wright. I just love Dr. Wright. You know, like he said, everybody that looks like you is not necessarily your kind, and all those that don't look like you aren't necessarily your enemies. You know, when are we going to do what has to be done in order to survive? You know, they talking about atomic bombs, and, you know, Brother Marley told us, don't worry about none of that, because they can't recreate and stop the time. You know, so it's just so much that I wanted to do in this half an hour period. Please make sure you reach out at area code 224-531-1122. You can also reach out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Oh, yeah, we started a new YouTube page. So go by The Real Deal, a No BS Talk Show, and hit me up and let me know what show ideas would you like to be a guest on the show. Because, you know, without you, there is no us. There is no me. There is no we. We all need each other. No matter what, we need one another to make it through these trying times. You know, without people, we're lost. You know, we look at nature, we look at God of nature, we look at where our planet is headed, we look at global warming. You know, there's so many changes going on in our weather. One day it's 50 degrees, the next day it's a snowstorm, the next day it's a rainstorm. And let me tell you, all of that could be in one day, and it could be in the same area. So global warming is real. As we look over in Africa, those people, it's so hot over there, they can't even breathe from the heat. And then we're in Chicago. I'm in Chicago right now, and it's like 60 degrees, and it's March. Come on. March Madness, is it? And then we look at Texas. We look at California. You know, California got so much snow and flooding and rain. I mean, hey, are these the end days that they've been talking about? I don't know, but I know we need each other to make it through it. We have to come together and stop this nonsense about waiting for somebody else to fix our communities. It has to be a time and a place where we say, okay, enough of this, and what can I do to make the change? You know who the bad actors are. You know what's going on in your community. You know the ones that are selling drugs and bringing the drugs into our community. I mean, it starts from the top, and it works its way down. Please hear me. We don't bring drugs into this country. We don't make guns and bring them into our communities. They're bought in. The government has been poisoning our food. Everything we touch, someone has touched it before us. You know, the food that we're eating is killing us. You know, oh my goodness. There's got to be change. We have to be that change, right? So I'm going to try to play one more song. I've got all around the world with this, you know, with the Ukraine's, what's going on with Putin. We just left a 20-year war in Afghanistan. It was Iran, Iraq, and what, for oil? And now, you know, we got the Asians and the Chinese and the, everybody fighting each other for what? For what? For more wealth? For the 1%? We just came out of a pandemic, and believe you me, the pandemic is still here. People are still dying. They're just not putting it on the news like it was before. When will this thing change? Dad, I just want to say I love you, and I thank you so much for being who you were to me. Thank you for doing all that you've done for all of us. We love you forever and ever, and we will keep your memory fresh in our mind. As you used to say when we greet each other, give me one for the good times. Well, here goes one for the good times.
Oh, I think
Birthday, Daddy. Love you forever and ever. And as you would always give me the tightest hugs and say, no matter where you go, baby, take God and care with you. Stay blessed.